Good evening. Thank you. I was thinking of speaking from the book of Romans and set for till a couple of days ago. And when I go to bed at night, I kind of chewing it, you know, go through all over. And I did not get a green light. And I become more nervous. Then I look back and read the word, and I got a clear green light on Luke chapter 15. That's where I spoke last time. I want to turn to Luke chapter 15 again. I'll read the first few words. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? I want to stop right there. Our Lord came to the last few days of his ministry. All his life, he was accused by the religious leaders of that time. They were after him to find fault in him all the time. When they look at the Lord, wherever the Lord goes, where the crowd goes, they all followed him. When they look at the crowd, the fallen woman of the towns, the sinners, the low class people, the tax collector who collect the tax from the free, God's free people and give to the foreign government, they hate them. And the lepers, when the Lord walked through, they saw, they cry, Lord, have mercy on us. He go and touch them and heal them. This is the crowd when Lord walks, they follow him. Those who are filled with the evil spirits, they cannot understand a Messiah coming. And this is the crowd he is attracting. Anytime when the Lord is with this crowd, wherever he goes, he feels home. He eat with them, talk with them, chat with them, spend time with them, and go and stay with the tax collector. They murmured so many times. And at the end, in the last days it came, they openly murmuring and accusing him. And Lord wanted to put a full stop to it. And he put such a wonderful way. Because they murmured, we got this wonderful chapter. Jesus portrays here how the Trinity seek and save them. There are three stories, one after the other. And we read the first one. To answer their murmuring and their questioning, he bring this, the main theme of our Lord, that what he wanted them to clearly understand is go after that which is lost. We read in Matthew that he came to save the lost. Our Lord don't like to call them sinners. He always called them, they are lost. He came to save the lost. Here's the first one. All this crowd gathered around him, they all know sheep and the shepherd. That's a common thing everywhere you go. You walk outside, you can see here and there sheep and the shepherds. Everybody knew. They're Moses, King David. They all were shepherds. You know, a couple of years ago, I still remember my trip to Israel. We saw sheep and shepherds here and there. Still there. This is a special kind of shepherd. This shepherd, he had 100 sheep. Maybe a big one for average people. You know, he had 100 sheep. And he lost one. I was thinking about this shepherd so many times. You know, he had 100 sheep. I have seen a lot of sheep and shepherd or cattle back in India when you go to the plains, out of town. And I was wondering how they count the sheep or the cattle. You know, when you bring them home, you have fence at the gate. You can bring a couple of them, everyone will follow. Then you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No big deal. But in that chapter, when you read, they were in the wilderness. Wilderness means it's not a cultivated land. It's a big plain, a lot of trees, bushes, everything there. There is no fence, no protection. They have to watch them. You know, he maybe start counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, he messed up by counting 10. You know, here a couple of them jumping this way, two of them moving this way. You know, he cannot tell you stay here, sit here. It doesn't happen. It's so hard to count them. You know, sheep, many places in the book we can see, Lord always compare us as sheep. The most senseless creature in all his creation, if you look. Have you ever seen one of them in a circus? They don't know, you know. And Lord is comparing us, each one of us, like a sheep. You know, the sheep going to danger, you pull them out and keep it over here. Don't go there. You fall in the pit. The next thing you see, another one goes, or he himself goes again. You keep here. And I can see myself. Keep on doing the same thing again and again. You can see that in Romans chapter 7. Paul is crying. And this shepherd, when he... This is the beauty of this shepherd. He knew all his sheep. He looked at very carefully. Oh, where is that one with the white face with a dark spot on the head? Oh, it's over there. Where's the one with that white tail? Uh-oh, it's missing. He's scared. He started looking all over, everywhere, can't find. He left the 99. I'm sure he will have, in our modern day, we call appendix, maybe some of them there. He kept under their watch. And he followed the... He has no time to waste. He wants to find. There is no way he knows where he went. But he decided to go. What a decision. I'm going to find it. He don't know this way, that way. He may be standing here. No, he didn't go this way. So he went, climbed the hill, go down there. Then he don't know where to go. Go down. Maybe there's a forest here. We went there. All the time, the shepherd is crying, my sheep, my sheep. Maybe a wild beast come and tore him apart. He don't want that to happen. He's so worried about his sheep. You know, the second one we touched in the last meeting about the woman lost the coin. My point today is claiming the lost. You know, the woman, she lost the coin and she wanted to find it. You know, woman represent the church in that parable. When the woman found out that she lost one, she wasted no time. She took the lamp, and she took the broom. When we say broom, in America we may not understand it in the Western world. We have a broom with a stick 5 feet long or 6 feet. You stand like this and do. It doesn't. That's not the way the broom in those days. In those places, even now. I grew up in our place. The broom is only this long. Made out of, you know, some tree branches or coconut leaves, whatever. And they have to knee bend over all the way down they can. With one handle, they hold the lamp. With the other one, they move all the way down and sweep slowly. The rice will be popped out, looking all over. They have to do so soft, because the dust will come up. All the members of her body work together, eagerly, earnestly, carefully looking for the coin. Looking for the lost. And when she found, she called all everybody to enjoy. Before they found, she didn't tell nobody. It was a top secret. Because she was afraid. My time almost gone. Let me tell a story and conclude. Ravi Zacharias said this some time ago. When he was a young man, young boy, his younger brother got sick, I think typhoid. Days go by. There was looked like no hope. They admitted in the hospital. Doctors all looked. After a few days, the doctor told them, there's no hope. They give 24 hours. They don't think they can do anything. They can't see any sign of life. The whole family gathered and they cried and they prayed. And the doctor at the evening came and said, guys, you need to leave. We will look after him, we will take care of him, but we don't know. There's no reason for you to stay here. One by one, they prayed and cried. One by one, everyone stepped out. And the turn comes to the mother. Mother said, no, I don't leave. She sat with the baby, holding his hand. There is no life. And the family, parents, his dad and brothers all walked out. Say bye-bye to their younger brother. And the doctors came and talked to the mom. Mom, there is no reason for you to stand here. He may not be alive by morning. She said, no. She said, it's my child. And the day passed. Next day, still no sign. The doctors tried to talk to her. Maybe a day or two. She was holding his hand. And massage or whatever she was with her child. She cried to God for his life. I think second day or third day, his eyes opened. And he came back. The doctor treated and gave whatever support they need to give. He came back. And Ravi said, he's a doctor. And he's the head of the department of a major university, medical university in Canada. Praising God, living for God. Claiming the lost. As a church, last week that's what we did on VBS. We go and pick the children and bring them over here before the Lord to find the lost. Every member of her body work together to find the lost. May God bless us with these words. Open our eyes. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this time. As we heard from Thy word, open our eyes for the lost. Help us to pray. Help us to work together to seek the lost. We thank Thee for our Good Shepherd. Who went after the lost all the way to the Calvary and on the cross till he find me, till he found each one of us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for thy presence and the blessings. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.